Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kane and Bucks. Can't stop addicted
to the questions without notice. Power every moment with a Signet power bank. Keep your devices powered this season. Visit signet.com.
Thank you, Nims. Questions without notice is for Signet. Power every moment with a Signet power bank. Bucks, can we take Adelaide seriously if this is their record? Last three seasons, 14 and 14 at home, 7-20 away from home.
Fair question. I think they're a very different squad this year to last. Do you know what their away record is this year? It wouldn't be
They've
great.
They only won one, and that was Hawthorn in Tassie, and they just won that by 3 points.
Yeah, look, it's a fair question, and until they can remedy that with results, it's going to continue to be asked. The 14 and 14 at home, you know, that just shows you that they actually haven't been, even though they've won half of their games, that they actually haven't been.
Well, they have been rebuilding, obviously.
Absolutely. I think clearly they're a young squad. They're a different squad in the last couple of years, and they've been building. Their performances, I like them. I like where they are, where they're situated, but you still got to go and get it done. And they missed an opportunity on the weekend because they had, in a quarter and a half, they had that game. So you put a six-goal gap in a team, you expect that you're going to be able to finish it off. They lost that last game lost the last 2.5 quarters by nearly 10 goals. Mm. So that's a significant drop away. So, yeah, I understand that questions, and they'll be there until they remedy it. Is Charlie Curnow a lock for the All-Australian team?
It's hard to...
Leading the Coleman.
Yes. Look, it would be rare for the Coleman medal winner to not make the All-Australian team. I'm sure it has happened. It would be rare, is what I'm saying. Is he a lock? No.
Give us a couple of
Joe Danaher
options. So Joe Danaher?
Yep. I think...
Do you put him in front of Curnow at the moment?
Well, how much are we let it?
Understanding that we're both selectors, but we're talking about halfway through, so we're not giving anything up.
Yeah,
still another half season.
They're all in the mix. Mychek would be another one.
Yep.
Oscar Allen should be in the mix for what he is doing.
What about Tom Hawkins?
Yep.
His numbers stack up. Jeremy Cameron, obviously, you mentioned. There's a few. I think he's in that mix. I don't think he's at this point, even though 38 goals, 9 against West Coast. Mm-hmm. 6 against North Melbourne.
I think that is an interesting discussion when we're selecting the All-Australian team is looking at the performance against West Coast and North, to a lesser extent Hawthorn, and have you stood up in the big games when it counts. Now that would be rare to do that, but it's an unusual season with how poor those three teams in particular, West Coast, have been this year. Should North Melbourne get extra compensation in their soft cap to pay Brett Ratten whilst Alistair Clarkson is on leave?
Yeah.
They should?
Yeah, well, I think the soft cap, I think my beliefs have been widely shared that the soft cap is too prohibitive. It's come down whilst the rest of the game has gone up. So I don't, I think it's too low for all 18 clubs. But in particular, it's very possible that North Melbourne commits the largest percentage of its soft cap to one person than any other of the other 17 teams. And so that just highlights, and I assume that North Melbourne need to continue paying Alistair Clarkson, even though this is a Hawthorn issue that they've inherited. Mm. So North Melbourne shouldn't be penalised for this. They will be penalised because they're going to have to fork out more money to pay their staff than any other team in the competition. And if this lasts for longer than a half a season, it lasts for another 18 months, eventually North might be able to recoup. Would they ask to recoup the money from the AFL or from Hawthorn itself?
Yep.
With wherever it settles, but it's not going to take away the fact that they've had to outlay this money and that they've been their soft cap has been squeezed up even more in this period. So it's a tough spot for North to be in.
All right, you got one for me.
Yeah, I do. What did you? What's your take on the State of Origin? You would have tuned into that during the week. Do you reckon the cockroaches were that good?
Can I admit that I watched about 2 minutes of it?
This is not an A-League situation, mate.
I understand it was 500 metres from where I was sitting in Adelaide. I watched the people streaming to the Oval, New South Wales and Queensland, colours everywhere. But it just doesn't get me. Look, I respect the physicality of it. I think
awesome.
They're some of the toughest athletes that we have in this country. The actual game doesn't grab me.
It was.
What did you love
class.
About it?
I didn't
think the atmosphere was that good. I don't feel like the Oval is suited to the game. You feel
it was
like
brilliant.
You're too far away.
I mean,
from
but
the
I think it's a really good TV product.
Yeah,
first and foremost, and it was huge. I've become a closet sort of Queensland fan, so I love seeing what they did. To score two tries with one man off, down to 12 men. And Billy Slater's, his coaching persona is pretty interesting. He's really composed. And even when they're winning, he wasn't getting carried away. There's a job there to be done, and his record since coming in has been pretty good. But, I recommend it. Another question without notice. Should State of Origin be rekindled in the AFL format or in the Australian football format?
I don't want to give up on it, but I think it's hard when you've got so many teams. So the reason the NRL works, just two teams, a rivalry is there. When you've got West Australia, South Australia, Allies, Victoria, it makes it a bit harder to schedule those games.
I wonder, could you spread a bye over 3 or 4 weeks? And still, no, you can't.
Are you an ally? You're an ally.
Yeah.
Did you buy into the Allies concept?
I loved it because there was no other place to play.
You felt passionate for playing for that jumper?
Well, no, it was just in the absence of other alternatives. Yeah. It was a great option. Right. I think we thought that when the interstate clubs came in that we lost that we decided to be a national competition. But West Coast aren't full of WA and Freo aren't full of WA players.
Adelaide and Port Adelaide
aren't full of
team
Adelaide
the other
players.
Day. It's confronting
Funny
how
that.
Much we would get beaten by.
You reckon?
Yeah, what do they think this is? SENSA?
That would be interesting. I reckon we're far enough down the track to have a look at State of Origin and see where it fits in the calendar.
What do you think? Send us a text 0433 98 11 16.